relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
An atomic bomb. It is a harnessing of the basic power of the universe. The force from which the sun draws its power has been loosed against those who brought war to the Far East.
For obvious reasons of physical security, production had been affected in the States. Two of the three factories were at Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Work had gone on secretly for 2 years at this place under the direction of British and American scientists. When the news of their success burst on the world, the shock was as violent as the bomb itself, and the potentialities even more shattering. Thousands were employed in the factories without knowing what they were making. A diagram illustrates the uranium atom, the electrons circling the nucleus, the splitting of the atom, and the release of stupendous energy. It's not the knowledge of this colossal force that is new, but the power to control it. And that raises the biggest query as to the world's future. Hiroshima got one small atomic bomb, and 60% of it was wiped out. The bursting of the experimental bomb in New Mexico was filmed. Here it comes. The camera was 6 miles away when that picture was taken, so the sound was delayed, of course. Smoke clouds rose to 40,000 feet. Will this power, now available to man, bring another, even more suicidal war upon us? Or can it be made to rule out war and open a new, progressive chapter of history, the atomic age? Those seem to be the alternatives.
75 years ago today, the anniversary, the ending of a suicidal war that would herald the opening of a progressive chapter in history, as the Enola Gay, flown by airmen who had been issued suicide pills, cyanide pills, dropped for the first time ever in human history an atomic weapon on the city of Hiroshima, thus sending a message to the world that a war that had cost the lives of 60 million human beings, mostly unarmed civilians, had to end, and that America had the power to end it, and that Imperial Japan and Tojo's armies had no choice but to lay down their weapons. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Today's anniversary allows us pause to revisit that question from that archived AP report. That war was a suicidal war because outside of Japan, it was started by a member of Western civilization. It was started by Germany, and it involved mass extermination. It involved the enslavement of numerous countries and the targeted killing of whole groups of people. The Jewish people, handicapped, the religious, homosexuals, simply for who they were. And who was it that stopped the Third Reich? It was us. It was the United States. Yes, the Soviet Union, which had been on the side of Hitler. Let's remember the secret Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact that secured non-aggression between Hitler and Stalin, so countries like Poland could be sliced up and divided amongst them. Eventually, in the biggest strategic blunder of the modern age, Adolf Hitler invaded his ally, the Soviet Union. Only then did it turn against him, and with a strategy of cannon fodder, of young draftees thrown into the battlefield, the Soviet Union attacked Germany from the east. Western Europe had been overrun, utterly and completely, with the last nation holding out, Great Britain, having to escape, having to deploy fishing vessels, dinghies, to Dunkirk to rescue its troops who had been surrounded. Yes, they held out. Yes, the Battle of Britain was crucial. The blitz that targeted London was horrific. But without America, without the nation that by the end of the war had mobilized 12 million GIs, that was turning out fighters, fighter bombers, bombers and tanks so rapidly, the rate of production would never, ever be matched by any other Western nation. Without us, that thousand-year Reich could still exist today. And why did we do it? Had we been attacked by Germany? No. In 1941, it was an ally. It was Japan that attacked Pearl Harbor. Were we in danger of invasion by the Third Reich's forces? Of course not. There was no capacity for Germany to invade the United States. But we understood. As you heard President Truman, we understood every single young man, some of them enlisting illegally underage. Every single one of them knew what. This wasn't a war of aggrandizement. This wasn't some vanity project of some elite that had a grudge against another nation. It truly was good versus evil. Why is it that the greatest generation, those that fought on the black shores of Iwo Jima, that fought through the hedgerows of the freezing Battle of the Bulge, why did they not come back home and in droves commit suicide as a result of PTSD, as we've witnessed in the last 21 years? Because from the president on down, to the platoon leader, to the sergeant in the squad, every single man understood the mission. They knew that we are on the side of the angels. That evil is real. Evil exists and must be extinguished. It must be stood up to. That courage is defined not by not having fear, but by conquering your fear and understanding that evil wins when the good do nothing. Today we have another war. Germany is an ally. Japan is our friend. But who's using violence against the tenets of the republic that is America? And where are they using it? It's your fellow American, and it's on the streets of America. Do we have what it takes? Listen to, watch, read the president's speech he gave in Warsaw that I was proud to be a part of, where he asked a very simple question of all members of Western civilization, which happens to be the greatest civilization known to man. And yes, some cultures are better than others. If they weren't, you wouldn't have half the world trying to come to America. The question he asked is the only question that matters right now. Do we, members of the greatest civilization that has ever existed, Judeo-Christian Western civilization, have what it takes to defeat those who would destroy our civilization? Do we have the guts? Do we have the spine? Do we have the strength to stand up, not to foreign enemies, but to domestic enemies right now? From members of an administration that are legally spying on a presidential campaign, to holdovers of that illegal conspiracy that are still sabotaging and subverting the will of the president elected by 63 million Americans. And then to those Americans who would say, if the system doesn't give us what we want, we will burn it to the ground, to quote the leader of the New York chapter of Black Lives Matter. We have a war, once again, not in Japan, not in Europe, but here in America. It is a war for the soul of our nation. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know who else is great? You guys are great. We just started our call to help the starving children of our hemisphere. You've almost raised $10,000 this week alone. Wow. Thank you so much. We are going to continue. If you haven't donated yet to our Food for the Poor campaign, just listen to one of the relief workers from Haiti. Truly shocking figures. Play audio.
What we're seeing are dramatic levels of hunger here in Haiti, with about 3.7 million Haitians who don't have enough to eat. So that's one in three Haitians, more or less. It's a massive number. And among them, 1 million are facing severe hunger, which means that if it is unaddressed, then there might be long-term consequences.
One in three do not have enough to eat. Over a million are facing starvation. You know it's the right thing to do. We are called to help others, especially children who are suffering. If you go to my website today, if you make a donation of just $37, you're going to feed one of these children for 6 months, 3 meals a day for 6 months, for one donation of $37. How will you not be rewarded for that? You know you will. Please go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Any donation in any amount matters. Click on the emergency food relief banner and help these benighted people today. You can also call them on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. It's Food for the Poor. It's the emergency food relief banner at my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Be a modern missionary. God bless you all who have already donated, and all of you who are still going to donate. We have our first guest of the day. She's attorney to the President of the United States, senior legal advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. I think she was on Fox News just moments ago as I was watching the TV screen. You know her, Jenna Ellis. Follow her on Twitter, Jenna Ellis ESQ. Jenna, welcome back to America First.
This is my favorite place to be, Seb. So it's fantastic. And I always love the intro of the president's comments and that he loves you, I love you, we all love you.
Doesn't get much better than that. I mean, when you're in the Oval and you just say, would you send a message to our listeners? And you whip out your phone and he looks at everybody and says, let's do it. That's how that happened.
He's so great.
He's just so authentic, so spontaneous, and that's why we love him. And that's why we've got to get him reelected in 88 days. It's looking easier and easier every day. I'm feeling good, especially. Can Joe Biden give an interview where he just takes his massive foot and doesn't put it in his mouth?
Oh, my gosh. But you know what is so amazing about these interviews is that he is revealing who he genuinely is.
Yes.
Because the Democrats are trying to hide that. They're embarrassed of him.
Right.
They are saying, oh, you know, let's just keep him away. And he can't even spend 5 minutes on an interview without revealing himself to be the identity politics, genuinely racist person that he is, that he's been for the past 40 years.
So let's just do, you know, we could spend the rest of the 3 hour show on this, but let's just do the highlights of the last couple of weeks. We had the interview with Charlemagne the Great, the modest. Why didn't I come up with something like Universal Master of the Multiverse or something? Charlemagne the Great
interview.
It's
not too late ever.
Not too late. We can rebrand. We can still rebrand. Where Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for him, you ain't black. Racist! Then we had yesterday, we had the delightful clips where he got angry at the black interviewer and he asked him about his cognitive tests, which he had admitted to in a previous event. And he said, why should I have cognitive tests? Did you have a drug test before this interview? Are you a junkie? Why would he call the interviewer a junkie? And then the latest, we're just going to play it for you because I can't impersonate Sleepy Creepy. This is video cut one. Joe Biden talking about the Latino and African community. Stunning. Play cut one.
Are you going to re-engage with Cuba, though? I mean, I'm specifically wondering about, you know, the Florida communities that are, incredibly interested in the Cuba issue and see status given to Venezuelans while Cubans are being deported.
The answer is yes, I'm going to engage. Yes. Yes. And by the way, what you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
So if you're black, you're all the same, right?
Yeah, he apparently
can't
distinguish.
So born here, you come from Nigeria, you come from Somalia. You're black, therefore you're all the same. That's what Joe Biden thinks.
That's the definition of racism.
Correct.
Is not distinguishing anyone as an individual human being made in God's image based on only their skin color. That is the definition of racism. And this is something where we even go back to when Joe Biden was talking about then candidate Barack Obama and saying that, you know, he's the first
clean black politician.
Apparently he thinks that all blacks are dirty and they all vote the same. They're all monolithic. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And don't forget the 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have an Indian accent to be in a 7-Eleven, he said. Sorry, what? Excuse me?
And there is no way that the Democrats can continue to say, oh, well, let's tell you what he actually meant. I mean, there's innumerable now clips of him saying what he actually thinks. Joe Biden is a racist and the genuine view of that term. You know, a lot of people want to just, from the Democrat side, want to push that off onto President Trump with no evidence. Here, there is genuinely, if we take the true definition of racism, that's what Joe Biden is supporting.
So, I think we've made the decision. I think we have we chose the day? What day is it, Mr. G? We're going to do, just so everybody out there has the information they need about Joe Biden. What, twice a week, maybe Tuesdays and Thursdays? What do you think, Jeff?
Tuesdays and Thursdays, probably.
Tuesdays and Thursdays. We have taken the decision. We're going to have a segment where we talk about this is Joe Biden. And we're just, it's not going to be editorialized. It's going to be clips from his 47-year career, things he's said, things he's done, just so people know who he is. And by the way, Jenna Ellis, who is ambassador for the Falkirk Center at Liberty University, follow her, Jenna Ellis ESQ. If you're saying that the Latino community is more diverse than the black community, isn't, I thought diversity is something they like. So isn't that an insult to blacks?
It's an insult to everyone. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. And it's actually trying to then pit the Latino community
yes.
against the black community, which, by the way, if we're all, you know, diverse and we're all wonderful in our diversity, shouldn't you be actually happy about the differences, like, for example, between male and female, Joe, and, you know, and all of the...
Oh, you're such a hater.
The leftists, you know, who
want to...
Are
you going to say males are males and females are females?
And isn't it sad that that's a controversial statement?
I know.
And I wonder, that'd be my question for Joe Biden. Does he actually believe
that men are men?
Men are men biologically or not? I'd love to hear his response on that. And I'm waiting for the Chris Wallace and the Jonathan Swan interview.
Yes, when's that going to happen? Jonathan, you're a mate. Have you reached out to Sleepy Creepy? I don't care about Chris Wallace. You know which camp he's in. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReFactor.com studios of the Salem Network. Don't go anywhere. The Trump campaign has a special offer just for you. President Trump really wants you to have a signed 2020 Make America Great Again hat. He wants to make sure the lucky winner is one of his top supporters. Be sure to enter soon because this is an opportunity you don't want to miss. This offer is only going to a very select group of supporters. And you're one of them. All you have to do is text Gorka to 88022 today for your chance to win a signed 2020 Make America Great Again hat and own a piece of history. Yes, signed by the president. Again, that's Gorka to 88022 to enter to win this contest and join President Trump in the fight to keep America great for four more years. This was paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc. Families hanging white flags outside their doors as an indication they've run out of food. For families in Guatemala and the other countries food for the poor serves, COVID-19 is more than just a medical crisis. Because access to food has been cut off by the restrictions of the pandemic, even families accustomed to working hard to take care of their children today hear their children beg them for something to eat. Informal markets are shut down. Curfews are in place. Crops can't be planted, and parents can't even earn the couple of dollars a day they relied on to provide for their children. Today, I'm partnering with Food for the Poor and you to get emergency food relief into the hands of the most vulnerable, the children. Your one-time gift of $111 provides three children emergency food relief for the next 6 months. A one-time gift of $185 feeds five children for 6 months. Make your most generous gift today by calling 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-HOPE. Or you can give online at sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA.com by clicking the red emergency food relief banner. Make a difference for a child. At sebgorka.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
Welcome back, dear friends. Somebody else who's on the side of America is our guest host, Mike Lindell, frequent guest. You know who he is, the inventor of MyPillow, an incredible American success story. And because you're listening to my show and you're my friend, he's giving you up to 50% off his incredible products at MyPillow.com, including the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, supports your head all through the night. I couldn't do without it. Go right now, MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA for massive discounts. Call 800-829-8468, 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, secret code Gorka. We are back with the president's attorney. She's an ambassador for the incredible Falkirk Center at Liberty. You follow her, Jenna Ellis, ESQ. There is a war on our faith. If you look at the reports from Portland, the video just a few days ago, a stack of Bibles being burnt by the so-called anti-fascists. Talk to us about what's happening in California and this brave pastor who is not going to buckle under the anti-religious policies of Nancy Pelosi's nephew, Governor Newsom, Jenna.
Yes, so the state of California has put a moratorium on churches by requiring that they close their doors indefinitely, that they don't sing, they don't worship, and that we can't sincerely exercise our faith. And so Pastor John MacArthur, who's very well-known and beloved, 51 years as the head pastor of Grace Community
Wow.
Church, that has been an institution and pillar of the Los Angeles community, he has simply taken a stand initially, of course, when it was 15 days to stop the spread, when you know, it was a definite time period. They complied. They said, we understand. But now that it's indefinite,
yes,
and it's specifically targeting churches, and it's discriminatory at this point, he simply took a stand, and unanimously with his 45 elders, they released a statement on July 24th explaining from the Bible why Christ is and always has been the head of the church, not Gavin Newsom, not the state.
So
they are standing with the U.S. Constitution, which requires that government protect our sincerely held religious beliefs. And they are simply standing firm, saying we are going to hold our in-person services. We're going to welcome back our community.
I'm not going to even ask why we don't see hundreds or thousands of pastors doing the same thing. You should be. But I want to ask you, you talk constitutional law, you are an attorney. I want to ask you a technical question.
And for full disclosure, I'm now representing Pastor MacArthur as well through the Thomas More
and
Society.
We'll post the story about this on our feeds right now. How important is it for what you're doing and defending our religion and supporting the pastor that the Attorney General recently said, you cannot make a regulation, you cannot pass a policy in America that discriminates a church because it's a church? You cannot say it's okay to go to Walmart, but you can't have a mass on Sunday. How important was that statement for you guys?
It was incredibly important, and it's so good that President Trump is in office, and this isn't yet another reason that we need four more years of President Trump, who understands that the Constitution requires the protection of religious liberty. And it's not just that we have a First Amendment right. We have a God-given fundamental pre-political right to freely exercise our religion and our first freedoms, which is the freedom of speech, freedom of association, free exercise of religion. What? To speak together about truth and the things of God. That's what the liberal left is attacking. And they're using the coronavirus as a pretext to attack all kinds of institutions, the church, the family,
yes,
our elections, all of these things. And so Pastor John MacArthur is simply standing firm. He's doing it in kindness. He's doing it in love. And he is preferring to stand firm on the biblical truth, and he is on the side of the U.S. Constitution. And Gavin Newsom and now Mayor Garcetti of Los Angeles and their health department are defying their own oaths of office by trying to attack this pastor. They sent him a letter, by the way, last week, the county of Los Angeles, their private attorney, threatening him with $1,000 a day fine or arrest and up to 90 days in jail if he has his doors open. Isn't that crazy in America today?
Not only is it crazy, it shows you how upside down the world is, that the president, the attorney general, fight for our, I love the way you, I'm sure it's a technical phrase, our pre-political religious freedoms. And when he goes, walks across Lafayette Place to the church they tried to firebomb, holds up a Bible, it is not a photo opportunity, it is a message. And Pastor MacArthur and you, this woman, Jenna Ellis, have more courage and spine than the current chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Yes, you, Mark Milley, who apologizes for being seen with the president when he's standing outside a church. You should be ashamed of yourself, Mark Milley. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Follow this woman right now, Jenna Ellis, ESQ. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Next up, an old friend. You love him too, Eric Bowling. Don't touch that dial. We are coming from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, it is pain relief 100% drug-free that works. How do I know that? Because I've lived it for a year and a half. When I took Relief Factor a year and a half ago, I was suffering with back pain that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. Two weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans across the country, and it could be you next. How do you find out? You go to relieffactor.com. You order the three-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, as do I. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me. Don't wait any longer. You deserve to find out. You know it makes sense. As the president loves to say, what have you got to lose? Do it now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. We are live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV, wherever podcasts are available. Next up, Eric Bolling.
Making sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
You know him. He's one of your favorites. America loves him. He's got a show that I'm on every week debating the issue of the day. He's Eric Bolling. It's America This Week on the Sinclair Broadcast Group. Follow him right now at Eric Bolling. He's only got 1.1 million followers. Eric, welcome back to America First.
Well, thanks for having me back. A lot of news today, Sebastian. Do I have to call you Dr. Gorka on the radio? Or
no, you know, you can call me Seb. My friends get to call me Seb. You've known me long enough. Hey, listen, I so enjoy being on your show every week, America This Week. But what I really want to talk about is your take on what's happening economically. You're a markets guy. You've been in the pit. You are now a media celebrity. Last time you were here, you had this amazing idea. We pushed it with the president. We pushed it in the White House that give people a debit card that they have to spend on American services, on restaurants, to get America back to work. I love that idea. I sold it as much as I could. Since then, in the last month, 6 weeks, give us your verdict on what's going right and what's going wrong and what should happen next, Eric.
I think that the idea still works. I think that if we're going to go ahead and dole out money, do it in a way that we can monitor it. In other words, instead of sending $600 checks or $1,200 checks to people and let them do what they want with it, we kind of tell them we want them to spend it on things, goods, and services that are American, that go directly into the economy. And there are certainly legal things like it. Problem with giving someone $600, they can do whatever they want with it. We see people wasting that kind of money that we can track. And a lot of it will go to drugs and alcohol. Anyway, I still think it works. The problem with what we're doing is, I think what we've done so far, it's going to evaporate into nothing. I'm watching the stock market go up, Seb, and I can't figure out why. I'm driving around, whether it's Washington, D.C. or New York or Charleston, South Carolina. I'm seeing boarded up restaurants and with no intentions of reopening. It feels to me like we're whistling past the graveyard. I think there will be another test of the bottom, as they say in stock market terms. If you remember when we first crashed, everyone was panicked and things started to get better. So those who say the stock market isn't the real economy are forgetting how bad it really feels for everyone's 401k, for everyone's job, for everyone's career when things are crashing. Somehow the economy is kind of turning itself around, but I think the next time down, we spent $7 trillion doing it. I don't think we've put into place any permanence. In other words, we haven't incited demand. We've only helped people feel better, and it's not actually teaching people how to spend. We have to reteach people how to spend. Anyway,
but the only cure to that, Eric, the only cure to that is getting America opened up again, correct?
It has to be. And that was the point of the debit card is you can't just go put it in a $600 or $1,200 into a bank account or go buy drugs or alcohol with it. You had to spend it. You had to spend it in restaurants, in bars, in movie theaters, in travel, and you can in buying clothes, online, offline, whatever. But it has to be spent in the ways we'd like it to be spent. And you know, we think about these bailouts of airlines and God forbid we're going to bail out the cruise industry, who much of this started in the cruise and airline industry. But so I think they're spending and it's kind of shoring up the stock market. I don't think the economy is going to be in good shape. And I think Trump, Sebastian, you know, I was there from day one with Donald Trump in 2016.
Yes.
His reelection now. I don't think everyone says COVID's going to dictate whether he gets reelected. I think the economy has to be on solid footing. My fear is there's 90 days left, and the stock market has helped, but I'm afraid if there's a big downturn in the stock market, he may have a hard time getting reelected.
He has the most popular news show in America. It's America This Week on the Sinclair Broadcast Group. Follow him at Eric Bowling. He's access the first segment of his show. It's the president or somebody in the White House. Incredible access. And then just keeping the feet of the legacy media to the fire. In the last few minutes we have with you, Eric, I have to ask you about what's going to happen in 88 days. I see a media, I see a DNC campaign that is untethered from reality. Can you win an election by talking the truth? Because when we see people deny the cognitive impaired nature of Biden, when we see people deny that Antifa exists from their position as chairman of a committee in Congress, that it seems that it's narratives that matter and not the truth. You're in the middle of it as a media celebrity with your show. How much does truth matter in the last 88 days?
I don't think it matters because we know the media is in the tank for the Democrats. That's clear. It always has been clear. It's no clearer than this year, this election cycle. But here's the thing. The biggest thing in my world that I'm watching right now is Joe Biden. They got to get Joe Biden on the debate stage. The Trump administration has to figure out a way to get him on the debate stage, and the truth will come out. He is cognitively impaired. I don't care what he's today alone. He made a comment about African Americans that the whole African American community should blow up and say, "I'm not going to vote for this guy for saying that." It shows he has no concept, no understanding of what he's actually saying.
Right.
And I think the New York Times started to taint the water a little bit by saying maybe we don't need debates in COVID. And I think there's CNN starting to talk about right now, because if you put him on a debate stage, you'll find out how impaired he is. And Trump, like him or not, let's say you're an avid Democrat, but you care about the country. If there are some, they will have to vote for Trump or they won't vote. But a no vote will be a vote for Trump in this election. So they really should abstain from voting for a guy who is completely unaware of what he's saying.
They say that the current president is the threat to democracy, but they are trying to sell us for the first time ever a presidential election in the modern age where they don't want their candidate to debate. That is un-American. Mm-hmm. That's a threat to democracy. Check out your local listings for his show every single week. It's America This Week with Eric Bowling. Follow him right now on Twitter, Eric Bowling. I'm Sebastian Gorka. God bless you, Eric. Keep doing what you do. See you on your show next week. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation to millions of listeners and viewers. Subscribe on YouTube as well, and you'll never miss a beat. This is the ReliefFactor.com studios, Relief Factor. Natural, and it works. It is the pain relief option that I have chosen, and I am now pain-free for a year and a half. Tens of thousands of Americans are taking it, and so should you. Listen to the incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com, and you will understand. Like Debrin from Massachusetts, I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Wow. Shouldn't you be the next Debrin? You know. It makes sense. It's time to go to ReliefFactor.com. It's time for you to order the 3-week quick starter pack. Because if you take it morning and evening like I do, at the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me. It costs $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. What can you get today for less than a dollar? Nothing except potential liberation from your pain. How's that not worth it? You know it is. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Your call's next here on America First.
Portions of America. America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Enough with these great guests. It's time for some great callers, like Aaron from Maryland. Aaron, line two. Welcome back, my friend.
Hey, Dr. G. So a few weeks back, you and I talked about moral imperative. And,
yes,
of course, your monologue speaks to that as it relates to evil and fighting evil and knowing what our moral imperative is as a country. Besides the atomic bomb, America has always had prayer as a weapon, dating back to George Washington and divine providence.
Yes.
And I love Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that accuses you in judgment you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me. And the president, I think, understands that, even if he doesn't know it innately. He is leading from the front right now on this. And I need to make it clear to the whole audience that not only is the church pew our field of fight, but so is every door knock. To own our own votes, to control our own school boards, to make accountable our own community councils, to unmask and own our own faces. These are all things, like in the image of God, that we are supposed to own: our education, our liberty, and ourselves.
Yeah, let me share with you. I don't think I've done it yet. I have one listener who, Aaron, it moves me every other day. He texts me on our Patriot Mobile text line. This is a man who, a couple of months ago, said, "What difference can I make?" And I told him, "Look," and I'm not going to mention his name, I said, "Just volunteer. Just knock on doors." This is a man, I think he's retired, who already in just the last few weeks has been given multiple awards, recognition of what he has done, because he has knocked on hundreds and hundreds of doors. He is revitalized because of the young Americans that he has also recruited to go house to house where he lives, talk about what is important, what matters, the threats we face, and why we need all to support President Trump. So you're absolutely right, Aaron. Whether it's praying for the president, I ask everyone listening to this show, pray for the president, pray for the first family. Just add them to your daily prayers. Everybody who is protecting their fellow Americans, not just on foreign battlefields, but especially now, the law enforcement in this country, who do not have the support of their political masters in those Democrat cities and those Democrat states. Prayer is a weapon, and we've already won our eternal justice. Our salvation is vouchsafe. But we have to save America. And you, every single one of you, can make a difference. Volunteer today. Because if you do, we will win. Thank you, my friend. Back with your calls, Matt Boyle and Chris Buskirk, here on America First.